name.
Of course, now I do know that at Montaigne, for instance, at Montaigne, the kitchen was in a separate building from the house.
Mm-hmm.
And the servants had to come up steps to the Montaigne house.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember
in the old times?
Different names for kitchens? Ever hearing them called anything else besides kitchen?
No, I never heard anybody calling a kitchen anything but a kitchen.
I was thinking something like cookhouse or.
No,
okay.
Just the kitchen.
All
right, now about the pantry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people have pantries nowadays. I don't believe they call them that anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But the pantry was a room close to the kitchen and close to the house, and food supplies were kept there and locked up.
Mm-hmm.
See, they were locked up. That was locked pantry, you called it.
Mm-hmm.
And say preserves and flour and all those things that people bought differently from the way they buy now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the pantry, the lock-up pantry. And the other part of the pantry was just a space where it was convenient. We had a gas stove in there,
in the pantry?
In the pantry, we had a stove, and in the winter, we used it so far as getting supper at night was concerned.
The pantry must have been rather large, then.
Well, the pantry that I have, I'll show you the pantry, because I guess that would be better, wouldn't it? Or would it? Mm-hmm. Would you? Well, never mind. I won't show it to you. But anyway, it's just a room that's about half as it's the length. Now it's the length of this and about half this big.
Mm-hmm.
It's the size of the porch, really,
mm-hmm.
the size of the porch.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what it was used for, as
mm-hmm.
I say. If my mother wanted to do any cooking, mine was done in there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
How was your house heated?
Coal fires.
Uh-huh.
Coal fires in the grate.
Mm-hmm. You never had just a regular fireplace?
Yeah, we had a fireplace. See that fireplace?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it was coal burning.
It was coal burning. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar at all with wood fires?
We never had wood fires here in this house. These little plate things weren't made for wood fires.
Mm-hmm.
These grates.
Mm-hmm.
So we never did have wood fires.
Well, if you did have a wood fire, what would you call the thing that you could lay the wood across?
I don't ever remember having one to call.
Okay.
I can't think of the name that they call that.
Uh-huh.
I really can't. I that's out of my vocabulary right this minute.
Do you ever hear dog irons?
Yes, I've heard of fire dogs and so forth and so on, but they're not a part of my vocabulary.
Uh-huh.
Certainly not a part of my old vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we call the thing that came out the fender. The thing outside that is often put there to divide the fire, so to speak, from other things, the fenders.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about, say...
Well, maybe you never heard of a trivet.
No, I haven't.
Do you know what a trivet is?
What's that?
All right. Well, now, a trivet was an arrangement that you could hang over the grate,
mm-hmm.
and it had a little shelf at the bottom, and you could heat water, put water
mm-hmm.
in on this trivet
mm-hmm.
in a pot.
Mm-hmm.
And heated. And usually the pots were iron pots,
mm-hmm.
or kettles, we called them kettles, the iron kettle.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What about that thing there, what you have, the
this?
Mm-hmm.
You call that the mantle.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Not for me.
Okay.
The mantle. Mantelpiece.
Uh-huh.
We so usually say mantelpiece.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What about that, I guess, is that marble? Or?
Well, down there?
Uh-huh.
No, it's not marble, unfortunately. We call that the hearth.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Say if the thing that the smoke goes up through.
Chimney.
Okay. And the black stuff that forms in the chimney.
Soot.
And when a fire burns down completely, you have...
Ashes.
This is back to a wood fire. Say if you were going to start a wood fire, what would you call that rich pine you could use for starting it?
Kindling.
Okay, and I
have done that because I lived out in the country in Bude,
uh-huh.
where we had wood fires. I'd forgotten about that.
Uh-huh.
And the minute you said something about starting a fire, I thought of that rich pine.